Today I'm talking to Hickey Kingsbury. Good afternoon, Hickey.
Good afternoon. Thank you for having me today.
You're very, very welcome. You're CEO of Kingston Giving, which is a place-based giving scheme which raises funds collaboratively to get financial help to the right people fast. So welcome to Radio Jackie. Shall we start with your 2024 impact report this June? How is this created and what did it reveal?
Absolutely. Our grants year runs from January to December every year. And then all the feedback comes from all the grantees that we've awarded to grants over the past year. That comes in, and then our team work on going through the monitoring and the feedback to see what the impact has made to individual grantees. We then analyze what the most popular themes have been. For example, in the past year, it was evident that mental health was huge. 25 of our 52 grants, in fact, went directly to support mental health projects. And so our team assess and analyze all the grants that we've awarded in national and local context. And we find this of benefit because it gives a really, really good picture of ecosystem in Kingston and how we sit nationally and locally.
And how does Kingston sit nationally in terms of mental health?
Well, that's an interesting question. I think post-pandemic, despite the fact it was such a long time ago, mental health is, we're seeing the full ramifications now, more and more. It's affected everyone, all different ages, in different ways. And we wanted to understand more about what our local community was feeling about life in general in Kingston. And so we commissioned some research that was co-designed by local residents. It was what Kingston thinks, and it was done in conjunction with Rocket Science, who are a well-known research company. And the reason I mentioned this report is because 33% of Kingston residents cited their mental health as not going well as their priority for support. And so it was very interesting that actually looking in conjunction with grant making of the past year and actually understanding more directly the local voices, that mental health is such a priority.
It sounds like it. And you also had grant allocation from the City Bridge Foundation, didn't you, to help with this?
Yes, so in 2021, I applied for a grant to City Bridge Foundation that was specifically for strategic development of place-based giving schemes like us. I applied for this, and it was basically a blank piece of paper as to what would we need for strategic growth. And I knew that I needed a team member that would be strong on grants, a development manager to help bring the money in, and a storyteller, i.e., a marketing wizard, to come and bring everything to life. And so we hired these people, and they've been with us since May 2022. They do a wonderful job. We are a very, very close organization. We equate to 2.6 full-time equivalents. We're very, very small. But these amazing teammates of mine were all funded by the City Bridge Strategic Development Fund, and I had an underspend on one of those years, which was year one, because we'd struggled to find the right person as our development manager. And so I negotiated that underspend to be spent on this community research, because research is really, really expensive, particularly when they're doing a data analysis as well as co-designing, and which is what we did. So we never would have been able to afford this. And what Kingston thinks was the resulting report that actually is being shared borough-wide. Lots of people are using it for their funding applications. We find it incredibly useful for us as well. And it's a great jumping off point for us to see mental health as the priority.
So you've developed a sort of model to help mental health situations in Kingston, and you're saying it's being adopted elsewhere. So that's a great model to have developed, isn't it?
Yeah, I think as a listening funder, it was really important to understand the needs of the community. And so the peer research model is very interesting, because we had 20 individuals that were between the ages of 18 and 73, and each one of them were tasked simply to go out into their own network and ask a list of questions, and then be given a choice of a whole list of different things for a deeper dive. As to what interested the person that was being interviewed the most. Mental health came out as the priority for everyone. And actually, digital exclusion came out as what was working best for our local community. So that scored relatively well, which I think is quite heartening. And so now our next steps, given that we know that mental health was the priority, was to go a deeper dive to find out which particular areas, whether they be gender, geography, or age group. And so we've got our final meeting on the 4th of August with that group. And there are people from the NHS, from RBK, from leading mental health charities, and from charities that do sort of very grassroots provision locally of all different services for local people. Plus, there's people with lived experience as well. So it's a really, really good mix. And that is going to be our next steps and will inform our grant making and our next call to actions from listening to the community yet again.
Was there one standout mental health issue that's already coming to the forefront?
I think there's a few. I mean, we're very much guided by what the evidence says, so we can't we you know we can't decide what the outcomes are going to be. You know, there are, you know, it's there are a few different things. I think isolation is big. I think accessing services is also slightly challenging as well for some people. And so in response to that, we created resources that could come to them. So we published these just last week. They are our mental health leaflets. We have two versions because we realize that tone and language is incredibly important. And these are very much leaflets that were created as something you can check in with yourself and your friends. They're geared very much towards that, but they're also huge on signposting because there are an awful lot of great services borough-wide that all different, you know, RBK are offering, different mental health charities, for example, Mind in Kingston, the Fircroft Trust. They're offering incredible things, but actually bringing all of these elements together in resources. We knew that this would work well because we'd already done the warm spaces, hot food resource that had gone down incredibly well, and that is available borough-wide. And it pulled together information on any day of the week, anywhere people could come and find a warm space and hot food and a warm welcome. And we found that this was so good for people's mental health, being able to find out where things were and being able to get together and have that whole side by side just conversation while they were doing something else. And so this is very much what we were going for in the mental health leaflet. And actually, Barwell Business Park were so excited about this that they've sponsored these resources, which is amazing to see the business community getting behind something that we're doing. So that was launched just last week, actually, and they're available on our website also. Called How Are You Doing? Which is the adult version, and the children and young people is called What's Up. So they are on our website, available to download, and they're going to go everywhere. I think 3,000 copies are going to be the first drop. They're going to be available in libraries, all sorts of places, and then obviously the digital version for download.
Yeah, I think that's a great term, WhatsApp, for the younger people. I'm sure they really relate to that. You have a well-being hub. Is this what you're explaining, where people can get together and talk about their mental health?
So we have done funding applications for these, and these are what we are proposing to do. So ideally, we'd be doing these later in the year. So the model is very much, we have 57 trusted charity partners that are, you know, we've built up since we launched in January 2021. They offer all sorts of different services. They're amazing, and they're very, very trusted and known to us. And so we would be bringing a selection of the very best of these to deliver things in our wellbeing hubs. For example, there could be sewing groups for refugees, or there could be choirs for people at the risk of suicide. There could be all sorts of different things. There could be qigong and meditation for people. There could be upcycling and craft, all sorts of different things to bring people together in age-appropriate ways. And that is what we're proposing for our hubs. And then once they're there, there would be the opportunity for the signposting, the leaflets and resources of ours and from other charities. And it would feel less onerous than going somewhere that was designated as, you know, for your mental health. The the process of going to something like this would seem softer and more approachable, and you'd be getting the same sort of support and feeling better. It would be, this is very much the early intervention prevention side of things, because we're not mental health specialists, which is why we consulted very widely with our Task and Finish group that I mentioned earlier, that the very best of practice experience professionals coming together. We're learning, there is great provision in our borough. It's just about getting people, signposting people, getting people together, and potentially changing the track of some people. They may be, on the waiting list. We are very much about the waiting well. People could be on a waiting list for different services for up to a year. We all understand that, services are very stretched. And actually, it is the waiting well piece that we'd be looking at with these mental health hubs. Someone might actually feel better. They might make more connections. They might meet more friends. They might feel less need to be accessing those services. So actually, down the line, it could be a cost-saving exercise for external providers as well. But this is something that's very much being designed at the moment.
And it's very much needed, isn't it, at the moment? Because some people, they don't even realize they have a mental health issue. They just feel a bit down, things aren't going right, you get the isolation. So you are actually able to signpost them to areas where they can get help. Let's talk about your Cup of Care campaign.
Yeah, absolutely. Everyone wants to give. Everyone likes. There's never been more causes. There's never been less money around. And so we wanted to do something, not a big ask, because we're in a cost of living crisis. So we're asking people to donate £4.50, which obviously, coffees are expensive, but actually this amount of money equates to a lot of giant coffees that people buy now. And so we're asking if people can donate that. We can absolutely reassure them that 90p and every pound of that will go directly to support local people with their mental health, because that is what we're doing now. So it's a nice thing to get behind. You will find us on our socials. We are doing this at the moment. You contact us, you make the donation on our local giving page, which is all available on our social media, and then we send you back an image which shows that you've supported us. And it's just a nice way to outwardly celebrate and encourage other people to donate as well. So we're enjoying doing that as well, because it makes it easy for people to share better. And that, I think, is the role of us basically in our community, just asking for a little from a lot of people, because we are a borough of, are we 168,000 people, something like that. That's a lot of people. Imagine all those coffees coming to us and 90p and every pound going out into the community.
So what you're saying, if somebody, you're actually asking people to donate the amount of a cup of coffee to the campaign,
Absolutely.
which will go
Yeah.
straight, 90p in every pound which they donate will go straight to needy people, needy causes, good causes, yeah?
Absolutely. And it will be specifically on mental health, because that is our
Super.
chosen theme. Absolutely. So we're really excited about it.
Super. Let's go on to the Dragon Boat Race in Cambry Gardens, which I believe is on the 20th July. So tell me about the Dragon Boat Race. I know it's a festival of crews of mixed ability. They go to the river, there's lots of colour, there's lots of drum beating and excitement. How did it all start? How did you get involved? And tell me about your team that are going to be in the race.
Oh, I'm so excited about this. It's iconic. It's so Kingston. It's so brilliant. And it's been going for so many years, apart from the COVID years when it didn't happen at all. On average, there's normally about 50 boats. I've competed 3 times so far. And we have a team annually. It's super competitive. There's practice runs before, so our team was always on the river practicing in advance, because you want to win. So each team has 16 people plus a drummer that is perched precariously on the front, drumming to keep you all in time. I've participated 3 times before. It's massively high impact because it's about being in unison. We all train hard before. It is extremely fast. So you have heats of three different teams all in one go, and you go as fast as you possibly can. And then, yeah, they do heats throughout the day. So there's 50, roughly 50 different charities. It's primarily charities having teams, although some businesses do use it as a team building opportunity, and they fundraise for a chosen charity. We're also charity of the year for the event as well. This is the second year running that it's been done by different organizers. So it's been Dragon Boat Events work with a councillor and some local people. They took over from doing it from the Rotary Club that used to do it for years. And so this is their second year, this new team doing it. Last year was brilliant. They've been broadening the community side of the event as well. So this year there'll be a lot more charity stalls. We've got one there. We're doing a raffle and Name the Bear, but actually it's more about raising awareness of what we do. So we'll have our new mental health resources there, as well as our impact report on what Kingston thinks. So Lucy and Justine will be there all day if you want to come and find them, my colleagues. They're very wonderful. And then we are very, very lucky to have one of the best businesses in the borough. Genuine Solutions, who are phenomenal, very well known in our community. They are doing this as a incredible team building exercise. They love dragon boat racing, and they are very generously making a corporate donation to Kingston Giving, and for the yeah for us. And I literally can't get over it. I'm so excited that they're doing that this year for us, which is amazing.
Incredible. And what colours are they going to be wearing so people can spot you?
Oh, I don't know, actually. They haven't said, because normally I have a lot more control over these things. In last year and the year before, I decorated themed caps for them, but they have their very own identity. So they will say Genuine Solutions on them. Their CEO is a gentleman called Paul Crossman, who is just a local legend and is incredibly wonderful. And their founder is Christian McBride, who's very well known locally, and got an MBE for his services. For good causes and for mentorship. So they are an incredible based right here in Kingston. So they're wonderful. So I'm so excited about this.
I'm sure a lot of our Radio Jackie listeners will come and watch. And what's the best way for them to get involved with Kingston Giving? Is it through your website, through your Facebook page? What's the best way for them to get involved?
Yeah, different strokes for different folks, have to say. I mean, we are very active on our socials. My teammate Shelley, she is phenomenal on our social media. So that would be X, Instagram, Facebook, and LinkedIn. Or you can find me on LinkedIn, Hickey Kingsbury. That it's an unusual name, so I'm easy to find on LinkedIn if someone wants to reach out to me personally. Or I have to say, I could not be prouder of our website. Our website is all singing, all dancing, thanks to Shelley. It's got all our reports on, and you can contact us directly through there. And I personally monitor the info at email address, so all inquiries come to me because I get too excited. So they all come to me. So we're very, very easy to reach out to. Yeah, through our website or hickey@kingstongiving.org.uk. Yeah, because we work from home, so everything that we do is online. We have to keep our costs down, and that's what we do.
It sounds all perfect, and you have so much enthusiasm. I wish the Radio Jackie listeners could see your face, but they can hear the enthusiasm in your voice through this interview. Thank you very much for coming on to Radio Jackie to talk to me. I hope you have a wonderful day on the 20th of July, and do keep in touch with us about any of the other initiatives that we can support you on.
We would love to, and it's been an absolute pleasure to talk to you today. Thank you so much for your time and your very kind invitation.
Thank you. Thank you, Hickey. Have a very good afternoon, and we'll catch up another time. Thank you.
Absolutely. You too.